I miss you. Time for the thread. I've missed you, Tracy. Good to have you back in the studio here.
Hello.
For the thread question of the week. What is the thread question of the week? Are we friends, first of all?
Of course.
Where would you put our friendship on? No, we'll talk about that
awkward.
Off air. Isn't it, though? What is the thread question of the week?
It's sort of a question without an answer, a good answer. It's what's behind the disparity in sci-fi publishing?
Right.
A new study just came out from Fireside Fiction magazine that said of all these sci-fi stories published last year in magazines, 2% of them were by Black authors. And just looking at the sci-fi or at this disparity across the sci-fi genre is really puzzling because there are some big names. And considering that publishing in magazines like they're looking at is a big launching ground to bigger books, it's very puzzling that this is happening.
The other reason it's puzzling is it's a robust genre and a lot of people are finding it and reading it. And that should be drawing in more diversity in writers.
Right.
And it's not. So what does it say about the publishing industry, if anything?
Exactly. Like, this isn't surprising. It's definitely a disappointing study.
I was surprised by it because I think when I think of science fiction writers, I think of N.K. Jemisin, who does the column in the New York Times, and Nnedi, whose last name I cannot pronounce.
Okorafor.
There you go. You've been practicing that. And then I thought when I read the study, I was like, oh, it's just the short stories, but you're right. So science fiction is unlike some other genres,
right.
Like romance novels don't start in short stories.
It's where you
literature,
begin.
You know, it is it is a building ground and where a lot of it grows up from. So it's really important that they start off with a more diverse crop of short stories.
You know, did they look at this in gender as well? Or is that, I could
probably
find that.
The study didn't address gender.
Yeah, I'd
no,
be really curious to know where women are in this too.
Well, and I mean, Black women authors are some of the most successful people in sci-fi right now. Like we mentioned, Nnedi Okorafor, N.K. Jemisin. Of course, going back, you have Octavia Butler, who should be a bigger figure on people's bookshelves.
And that goes
she's really
way,
not.
Way back. I wonder why. Was there some speculation about why she doesn't turn up as one of the icons of the field?
I mean, it's puzzling. And she does a great job of winding kind of slavery and racial issues into sci-fi in a really stunning way. So we're going to put up a reading list on the thread of some great authors that you should know about working in the sci-fi genre.
How's that reluctant readers list coming along there on the thread?
It's great. Lots of good advice.
I know.
Still time for your kids to pick up a book this summer.
And I'm still getting a lot of tweets from people going, hey, where's that list? I have a reluctant reader who it is not too late for before they go back to school. So you can find the list on the thread. Thanks, Tracy.